on 881 WIPR. This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. This is what North Avenue sounds like. I'm standing at the corner of North Avenue and Charles Street in Baltimore's Station North Arts and Entertainment District. The audio festival called Megapolis will take place at this intersection and at other locations around the city this weekend here in Baltimore. And this is what North Avenue sounds like to Steve Bradley and Jason Sloan.
And now I'm inside the Wind-Up Space, a club here on North Avenue, just a few feet away from where I was a couple of seconds ago. I'm with the sound artists Steve Bradley and Jason Sloan. They are the co-creators of North Avenue, Noise and Vibrating Air. It's a piece that they will perform at this week's Megapolis Festival, taking place at the Wind-Up Space and at various locations around Baltimore this weekend. Jason, welcome to Maryland Morning.
Hey, thank you very much.
And Steve, welcome back to the show. It's good to see you.
You too, Tom. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
So tell us what we're hearing now, the sound that is coming from this installation that you're doing at Megapolis this weekend here at the Wind-Up Space.
So I have two contact mics that are attached to the center of the windows in the Wind-Up Space, and the windows have a larger surface area, so the contact mics are operating as sort of like a tympanum of the ear. So the Wind-Up Space is like a huge cochlear system that is then fed through a mixer that is then routing that sound into four FM transmitters that are rebroadcasting that sound ideally back to the streets.
And the sound that we're hearing is both coming from outside on the street as well as inside the club itself.
That is correct. So it's, in a way, what I've done is I've created a situation where the wall that separates the club from the street is now invisible or transparent.
And Jason Sloan, what's your part in this performance piece?
Steve approached me about possibly connecting this to the network, which would relocate the geography of the piece to a global audience as opposed to a specific audience here in Baltimore. So a lot of my work deals with and utilizes the internet and different types of networks for broadcasting. So I built a website for the work and hooked it to that, and it's broadcasting the sounds that you had heard at the beginning of the program to a global network. So it's relocating those sounds from one location to a the whole world, essentially.
So on Saturday night, as part of Megapolis, this audio festival that's taking place now for the second year, you're going to, quote-unquote, perform this piece. So how will you use the sound at that point? What will you be doing with it? How will you manipulate it as part of your presentation?
Well, we're, besides the installation, the sounds from the streets and the interior sounds of the Wind-Up Space, we will...
And sometimes exterior sounds from North Avenue, right?
Bleed right through the walls. It's very noisy here. We will also be using several different kinds of receivers, for instance, shortwave, police scanners, and a number of other devices that grab sounds, radio RF sounds out of the air that are then mixed and used to compose a sonic composition. So the sounds on the outside of the Wind-Up Space become a central thread through the whole sound performance.
So Steve Bradley, have you used ambient sound and sort of the natural sounds of the world in performance pieces in the past? Is this something that's been a long-standing interest of yours?
Yes, this is something that I've been working on for several years. I initially was doing field recordings, coming in the studio, editing, making compositions based on specific geographic place. And it occurred to me that what I'm really interested in is listening to different kinds of spaces and places. So these live events or installations are meant to create a kind of window into a place that then can be experienced in different ways. For instance, the remote, the possibility of listening to this at any hour from your desktop or driving by and tuning in as you're approaching and leaving the area of Charles and North Avenue.
So it's not necessarily just a performance thing. It's almost, Jason, it's almost like a surveillance apparatus, isn't it?
Very much. Both Steve and I are very interested in surveillance art, which is a whole new genre. Not really necessarily new, but becoming more into the perception of a lot of the you know, the art world now. And it really is. We were listening to the you know, the stream this weekend, and there were a lot of surveilled conversations, unbeknownst to some of the people both in and outside of the wind-up space. And it was beautiful in a way, because some of the conversations, although certain passages were very audible, it did become sort of this surveilled sonic blanket of dialogue that was just floating, you know, both inside and outside. So these people that had no idea what was going on ended up collaborating with each other, both that were in this wind-up space for the performance, as well as outside, just passing by on the street.
Is this legal? I mean, I wonder. I mean, if people were not necessarily aware, or they definitely were not aware that they were being recorded and even streamed on the internet. I mean, what are the ramifications of that?
I mean, those are the really fascinating areas that really go into surveillance art. We live in a surveillance culture now. People are being broadcasted with their images online. There are thousands of both webcams, security cameras, all kinds of different types of cameras that can be pulled up at will. I can pull up thousands right directly on my phone. Other people can pull them up onto the web in their browser and watch people. And those are some of the really fascinating areas that surveillance artists are bringing in, the issues that they're raising to the public is, you know, what is public and what is private, and where does that demarcation occur? And I think those are some of the underlying things that have, you know, started to address and happen with this piece. You know, is that it is a public space. I mean, you know, it's a gray area, because I could be sitting, you know, on the couch here where we're having this discussion during a wind-up space performance just by myself, and two people could be across the couch, and I could just be, you know, eavesdropping in the old analog way. And unbeknownst to them, I'm, you know, hearing their conversation. But now, because of these technologies that allow us to not negotiate a geography, a lot of people really start to raise an alarm to that. And I think it's some of the responsibility of artists to, you know, bring these questions to the forefront and to raise those questions.
On 88.1 WYPR, this is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm here at the Windup Space. I'm Tom Hall, sitting down with Jason Sloan and Steve Bradley. They are sound artists who will be performing this weekend at Megapolis, an audio festival taking place at the Windup Space and other locations around town. So, Steve Bradley, it's not just the composition itself. It's not just the sound that you've collected and manipulated, but a big dimension of this kind of art is the transmission of it, isn't it?
Yes. I would say that the ability to transmit what is unheard, I mean, we hear the sounds, but what's fascinating to me is the ability to transmit this sound out into airspace and making it available and raising the pedestrian, the public's ears to what is noise, what is music, what is sound, and perhaps making sense out of what is irritating, nauseous sometimes, or disruptive.
And Jason Sloan, we are saturated in our society with noise. We are in noisy environments all the time. I wonder if the exploration of this kind of this media for an artist, is it intended in part to help us listen more carefully, to help us explain or filter out the noise and listen more attentively, or does it become part of this mass landscape of background sound that's in our lives all the time? How are the artists working in this media thinking about these sounds?
I think a lot of the artists that work within a more non-structured or textural blanket of sound art or music really look at the soundscape or the soundtrack of our lives, not to be cliche, but as a palette of very rich color to be able to create with. For me, when we can, you know, think of an industrial crane as a grating, annoying sound, or if we think of it very differently, or capture that, record it, and manipulate it, it can be something that's very listenable. And those are the things I think that fascinate me. And I think that this type of music can, if a person allows themselves to, become just as aesthetically pleasing as something that we've been taught is supposed to be music. You know, it's music is organized sound that's a learned way of thinking of, you know, something aesthetically. And noise is something that was just supposed to be undesirable. And these are learned traits. And I think if we really think of them as that, it can open up a whole new appreciation for a variety of different types of music. I think people would be very surprised with how listenable music that we consider, again, as aesthetically pleasing, oftentimes how those things are created, samples that are taken from the real world and manipulated to create rhythm out of by stuttering it over and over, which it can create a rhythm, you know, a car door slamming. I mean, these types of things are, you know, can be extracted from our lives to create very, very interesting, you know, sonic tapestries from. So, you know, I think that, you know, this type of work that Steve and I are creating and have done can hopefully really open that that landscape up to a greater appreciation for the world that's around us and what we hear on our day-to-day lives.
Well, Steve Bradley, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
And Jason Sloan, have a good time on Saturday night.
Thank you very much, Tom.
The sound artist Steve Bradley and Jason Sloan, they'll perform North Avenue Noise and Vibrating Air on Saturday at 9 o'clock here at the Windup Space in Baltimore. The performance and installation are part of the second annual Megapolis Audio Festival. We're very excited that it's in Baltimore this year. It starts Friday, runs through Sunday, and it features tons of sound-related workshops, performances, documentaries, and experiences. Matter of fact, Maryland Morning's own Catherine Gorman is the regional director for this year's festival. We've got lots of information about it on our website. Just follow the Maryland Morning link at wypr.org. From the Windup Space on 88.1, I'm Tom Hall.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR, in Baltimore. The program is produced by Bruce Wallace, Catherine Gorman, and Lawrence Lanahan. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers. Tom Hall, music director of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, is our culture editor. Mariama Eversley from the Park School and Brian Reynolds from Cristo Rey Jesuit High School are our interns. Our theme was composed by Chris Kennedy at Clean Cuts. The calendar theme you hear on Wednesdays is by Austin Coughlin at Clean Cuts. Coffee provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville on the web at zekescoffee.com. Website and branding by Post Topography. Visit us at our website to leave us a note or give us a suggestion, or listen to our special web-only spring music preview with local music writer Al Shipley. For any of that, follow the Maryland Morning link at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cast for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Glad you've been listening. Join us tomorrow. I'll talk to author Josh Weil, and Tom talks to kitchen queen Sasha Wallhandler.